Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. We were happy to see Sip here today because Bill said he tried to call yesterday and no answer.
I told you.
You're busy.
I was busy.
The whole Manawa thing is getting to be too much for me. I'm just going to let you know that. No response, nothing back, not a text.
Well, I told you sometimes.
And plus, at that, usually if I'm reaching out, it was in the evening, there's some sort of information that I want either gather or share. So it's not, there's never a time going, I've never once been like, well, what's Marty up to? It's 7:30 at night. No, it's never
7:30,
happened.
Sometimes Jake knows this. Yeah. I shut it down a little bit. I'm older now.
He doesn't respond a lot after 7, typically.
I tried this again on Monday, and he goes, can't talk in a loud restaurant. And I go, first I go, what loud restaurant on a Monday night are you in? And then I go, I'm fine with that.
Because Texas Roadhouse.
That is loud.
The chance of
true.
Me being in a loud roadhouse on a Monday
very loud.
Is zero.
Very zero loud. Chance. You've been there, though.
Texas Roadhouse is incredible.
You can't take a phone call there.
It's loud there.
My favorite part about, I wouldn't expect you to take a phone call in a restaurant, ever.
No.
But the best part of Texas Roadhouse is I take some things over now in the process of doing some moving. So I take some things over to Goodwill.
Yes.
And I drop my when I whip over there, by 4 o'clock that parking lot is packed.
People are waiting to get in.
Oh yeah.
It opens at 4. People wait by 3:30 to get in. 3:30
they're in line to get into Texas Roadhouse. If there's anyone out there
every day.
I wanna know how to get this done. I wanna own, manage whatever it is, a Texas Roadhouse and put it in North Lincoln. There's only one Texas Roadhouse.
Good idea.
And I think if I put it on North 27th.
By Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
I'll just out that way.
That area.
Yeah.
I think it would go great.
Well, why don't you just...
I'm reaching out.
Do it.
I'm reaching out right now.
You don't want to manage it, by the way. Just own it. You really want to manage it?
I kind of want to do
it.
I want to see the people. I want to be out there.
You'd be working all the time.
It'd be awesome.
Every great. Day.
What, you need a ribeye? I got you right here.
That's your ribeye.
You'd be trying to hire...
Need some more rolls?
You're not going to roll. Trying to hire 18-year-old kids, and they walk out the next day, and then you have to hire another one.
It'd be a lot. There'd be a lot going on. All I know is this, is anytime you have a building that people are waiting to get into, how often does that happen?
Not very.
It doesn't.
Every single day.
Every day
they have a wait to get in at 4 p.m.
Where else? I don't want to do that, but you're right. It was busy.
We were in Orlando last year, and I go, let's just go to Texas Roadhouse. I see it. I love Texas Roadhouse. Let's go there. Go there. The line's 60 deep.
What time?
To get to Texas Roadhouse. This is probably like at 7 o'clock. 60 deep. And right next door is another.
This is Florida.
I can't think of the name of the other place. Oh, you know what it was? It was Outback.
Don't say that.
It was Ooh. Outback was next door. Guess what? We walked right in and sat down. I mean, there was no one in line right next
at
door.
At Outback.
And guess what? It was incredible. I told you that.
I like Outback.
Outback was incredible.
I've never had a bad meal.
Also, they had it. It was completely redone. all granite countertop for the bar. I mean, it was incredible. Our meal was ridiculous. There were 60 people in line, and we walked right in, got our order in immediately. And then when we left, there still was no line at Outback, and there were still 60 people in line at Texas Roadhouse, and they were 10 yards apart from each other.
You still get free bread at Outback. It's just not the same rolls. It's more of the pumpernickel.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the rolls.
It's different bread, but it's still free.
Texas Roadhouse.
And it's still very good. The steaks are excellent there.
You can mess up your entire meal with those rolls.
You eat four rolls before.
Yeah, everybody. I think everybody
has. I watched Seth eat 10 rolls once before the meal came, and he ate like 3 bites of his food. 10. 10 rolls.
And he ate like and, 3 and bites
like,
of his food.
And like 4 beers before the food came. He was full before the dinner even happened.
Full. I'd have to take a nap. I'd pass out.
You can't.
I'd have to go. I'd beat the ER. I'd have to go to the ER.
10 rolls, you would.
10 rolls and 3 beers.
Oh, Bill, you'd be out.
It'd be the most miserable. I mean, it would be horrific. I do just the opposite. I take the rolls to go.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
You could do that. Yeah,
because I've never done that before. Have one. Take the rolls to go.
That is discipline, though. That's impressive, Bill. That's discipline. Yeah.
Well, you've ruined your meal.
Yeah, you ruin your meal. Yeah, you
but don't want to do so that. But good.
I know they do, but the bread at Outback's
pretty good. There's a line. So anyone, yes. I'm just trying to get a hold. I'd like to open a Texas Roadhouse by Cracker Barrel. Exactly, it'd be perfect.
Can we be your first customers?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I'd want to wait on you. And I'd write it down. And I'd take your order
on the
handwritten.
Got the pads over
on
here.
On the pads, handwritten.
Oh, you got the pads already.
Yeah. Yeah, the pads are here.
Yeah,
you already have some of your supply.
So that's how we'd operate there.
I had a moment last night.
Yeah, what hear about you?
Yeah, we had a teaser last night.
I sent you guys a text that I was in Crete last night. I sent Sip a picture.
Were you at Doan?
I sent Sip a picture because he would understand the picture. I sent you a picture of a menu from Christina's Mexican restaurant at an old Sonic building in Crete.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And I had never been before. It was very nice. You've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
You've had burritos.
A few times, yeah.
I went to Crete for a reason because my wife and I were moving houses in Lincoln in early December.
Okay.
So we need a lot of packing boxes.
Oh, you went to Crete?
And my wife went on Facebook Marketplace to try to find who has, you know, these people in Crete had a bunch of free packing boxes listed. So we drove to Crete to get them. I get to their house and the man's name is Anthony. His wife is Danielle. Comes out and says, "Hey, my kids want to tell you something." And their kids' name are Weston and Cooper.
Yeah. Good job on the name.
And they, yes. And they go, "Assholes." I'm out in the outskirts of Crete. These guys had just moved back from Kansas City, from Lincoln originally.
Yeah.
And again, my wife is the one who reached out to them on Facebook, but they must have done some research, knowing I was maybe coming. They're breakers. And yeah, I got the kids without me saying anything. Yo, give me a hash hole last night.
Really? That was incredible. Yeah, how old were the kids?
I'm guessing they're both elementary school. I'm going to guess Cooper is maybe fourth to fifth grade. I'm going to guess Weston is maybe second or third grade.
And they gave you a hash hole.
They did.
The power of the stool.
They yelled at me.
The power of the stool is
and
incredible.
The power of early bird.
Yeah. Yes, the bird.
The power of the bird.
Early
Jamie,
bird.
Jamie, are you listening to this? We've hash holes now is famous throughout the state. It's famous. With dipping sauces.
We're appreciative of the early bird.
Yes, the bird. Yes.
So shout out to Anthony, Danielle.
Thank you.
Cooper, Weston, and Brooke.
That would have made my day.
Brooke, the daughter,
so you did go to Christina's.
Yeah.
Good job.
I was disappointed. I was going to go to L's on Main. That place is closed down, apparently. Didn't know that was
L's
closed.
L's on Main.
There's a sports bar on the main street. And it has a beer garden outside. And the building is just empty. Sign's gone. It's dark. So I had no idea that place had closed, which made me sad. So Christina's it was.
Yeah, Christina's.
I've not
good.
Dined in Crete in many years, so it's nice to
I
have
enjoy
that experience.
Crete. I really do.
Do you?
Yes.
I do too. I haven't been there for a year.
Sanderson
or so.
says that's the best Mexican food in this area. I don't know.
It's hard.
I'm not going to take a shot. I mean, it was good. It wasn't the best I've ever had, but it was very good.
This is very good.
Very good.
And I don't get
I would go back.
I get the soft shell tacos there.
I got shrimp tacos.
Oh, you did?
They were very good. Yeah, they were good.
God.
Big fan.
You're living large. You're so, living
that
large.
That was my trip to Crete last night.
All right. That's good.
Yes, we got breakers in Crete.
Hash holes. I don't got anything else.
Nothing else from you?
No.
No.
No. Just pretty much a work day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I shut it down early.
And
a snub day.
Boy, there it was.
Come on.
There it was.
I'm trying to live in the moment. More.
It was fun, but one small thing that which I mentioned earlier to you guys, like that I got to run into Tom Chattel.
Nice.
That was awesome. I got to catch up with him. I was coming back from Omaha.
Who is Tom Chattel?
What's that? Omaha World Herald.
Right. Thank you.
Yes.
Not everybody knows. He is the columnist.
Okay. Yes. I've got a report on L's on Maine and Crete. What happened here?
Okay. What happened?
Apparently, L's turned into, quote, old Maine. They had a kitchen fire, so they moved to the golf course last time I heard.
Kitchen fire.
Grease fire.
You drive by and there's a beer garden outside. Like, there's an empty, vacant beer garden sitting in downtown.
That always
Crete.
Makes everyone sad.
We gotta figure that out. Yes. Get that back. Bring back the beer garden to life.
When there's an empty building on a main street, it is sad.
It is. But there's still,
especially in a small town.
But not one that's full of mattresses that are ready to go. That will not be installed in the room for probably 9 to 10 months. But they're here and they carried them in. And they're there. Someone got that. Whoever the person was in charge, I'll get the mattresses. When? Just don't worry about it. I'll get them there.
They're there.
Should they be there before we do any of the construction? I believe so.
I don't know.
I believe so. Because it's dark right now over there. And there's not been
right across the street from the ticket.
And you'll see one person going in. So I think right now, 1 to 2 people going in to get this up and going, you're looking at 4 or 5 years. 4 to 5 years to have it up and operating.
It's been sort of a long road here.
We hope by 2030.
Well, we got really excited. Remember a full, like almost a year ago, at least, maybe even more.
Yep.
They tore that. They came in with the building and tore it down. Like, man, things are happening. And that was it.
I know.
That wrapped it up.
It's just an empty spot now over there.
I think things will start ramping up here pretty soon. So you want to get a Texas Roadhouse out on the north part of town.
Yeah, right. But I'm thinking 27. Is that where Cracker Barrel is?
That would be really well,
right by the interstate. You have interstate traffic coming by. It's
north
too.
27.
Incredible.
Yeah, north 27. And
have to do that.
I mean, people right now, there's people that drive that distance over. They'll drive the 25, 30 minutes to get. Like, you had to do, Sip, that'd be a 27 minute drive for you, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good drive. Yeah, it's worth the drive.
It's worth the drive.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. So
I just love the crowd. I just love the fact that you can't get in the place. You cannot get in. They're making money hand over fist.
Everybody knows it, and they still go. Yeah. I would wait for an hour and a half. It's fine.
They're in line. There must be a Bluebird special. It's unreal.
Pretty interesting.
There must be something.
I don't know, but it's loud. It's loud.
That is true. Yeah. Confirm that. In terms of the playoff rankings from last night, no change in the top four. Oregon 1, Ohio State 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4, and Indiana 5. So the top five is the same. And as Bill sent this in the text message, Ohio State's starting center likely is out for the season. So that left tackle and center out for the year for the Buckeyes. That's trouble. It's Indiana.
Supposedly lost him in practice yesterday. Yeah, I started reading about it. Then I went to actual news, and it sounds like that it's real. That he had torn Achilles or something major out for the season.
Ooh.
That is a incredible loss. May not be the difference in the game versus Indiana, but overall.
Oh, God.
Overall right now. I would imagine that would be a very tough loss if you compare that to Nebraska for if you lost Ben Scott.
Oh,
that
would
be the centerpiece is so important.
Oh, my God.
It's so important. Now, they have someone moving there that's played center, but it's still a moving part. And
it's
so,
big news.
Yeah, it's huge news. Like that, I think the college playoff stuff was huge news. I really do.
You had big moves. I mean, BYU with the loss to Kansas drops 8 spots to 14, so they're out of the picture right now.
Say that again.
BYU dropped 8 spots to number 14. They were 6th last week. They're 14th now. BYU after their loss to Kansas. Tennessee with the loss to Georgia drops 4 spots to number 11. Still in the playoff conversation right now. Notre Dame number 6, Alabama 7, Miami 8. Ole Miss 9, Georgia 10, Tennessee 11, and Boise State 12. That rounds out your current playoff picture as of the moment.
So they give the top, but then they also seed them how they would play. Yes. That's always different.
Right.
And they had Boise as the 4 seed.
Okay.
Getting the bye.
They get a bye.
Which would be incredible to me because I have a hard time thinking that the Mountain West Conference is more difficult than the Big 12. It's just not.
Probably
right now,
not.
Right now, the Mountain West is probably the worst it's ever been. Fresno, not good. There's no good teams, really, except for UNLV. Colorado State, I know, is having an undefeated season, but they're not. UNLV and Boise are the two teams. And Boise has a quality loss.
Yeah, Oregon.
But they don't have a quality win. They don't have a quality win. And they have them as the 4 seed ahead of the Big 12. And that's shocking to me because I still think if you had to go play Arizona State, Colorado, BYU, Kansas, all these schools, that's not harder than playing New Mexico and San Jose State, Utah State. It doesn't that does not make sense to me.
New Mexico's win over Washington State did not help Boise up. That Washington State was their best win of their schedule.
Oh, yeah,
they beat them 45-24 late September. And Washington State was ranked, of course, last week before the loss to New Mexico. If they had kept winning, that would really help Boise out.
Yeah.
But they lost. And that is their best win they have. They beat UNLV. It was a solid win, too. But no ranked teams they beat.
The part that's the most intriguing about the seeding is...
Just keep talking. I got to retrieve something.
If you went to the BCS system, the top is basically identical. It may be one different. The top six are identical. So they still do the BCS. They still do the BCS numbers, and they crunch them. And so if you took all humans out, you would have basically the same thing right now. And it's not like a bad idea. The whole idea was that humans are going to help, and I think it just makes it almost worse.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit Bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.
I really do. When you start listening, because you have to talk out both sides of your mouth.
Yes.
You can't, when you defend one thing, you've opened up an entire another argument the other side. And it's absolutely brutal. But if you just did the BC, if the computers did the rankings right now, the top six are identical.
Mm-hmm.
And so they still do the BCS. Do you have them, Jake, the BCS rankings?
I do not.
If you look them up, it's really incredible. And then when you listen, like I said, I don't know how, and they have all this committee spending all these, you know, it's millions and millions of dollars to get this committee together. And it's really going to come out exactly the same, pretty much. And all they have to do is, because before I was like, oh, the computers are stupid. There, it's a dumb. And then all of a sudden now we've added a human element. And guess what? Because right now, when everything came out, there is no one that's covering college football nationally that goes, I think they're really, everyone has a beef. Everyone has an argument. Not with Oregon. Why are they one, or why is this? But overall, they have some sort of comments with it. So I just think it's interesting. I'm not like I'm saying, oh, it has to be BCS system, but it's just interesting that it's the same. Yep. And so they added, it made all these extra things. They have a spokesperson, they have a chairman, they got Ward Manuel, and it's still kind of like, wow, that's something.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in, bedliners, and more at renewyourauto.com. Yesterday, we heard for the first time from Dana Holgorsen as the Nebraska offensive coordinator. Sip, you were in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play some audio, but what was the room like yesterday compared to what it was with Matt Rhule Monday or even previous weeks? Was it different?
It wasn't. I don't know that it was all that much different. It was, I mean, there was a fresh face, so I was more dialed in probably. Because it was the first time.
That'd be kind of fun, wasn't it? You said to get it for any time there's you're covering, you're doing news or sports news, and there's something that's you had a whole new topic, you had a whole new
exactly.
someone news talking, so it's that's new information.
I found it easier to write. Yeah. It's you got to write it really fast, Ben. I always tell this to Ben. You got to write fast. I mean, I had to
Did you excuse yourself again?
I did.
Did you?
I have to excuse myself.
Big. That's a big part. Sean, I got to go.
My angles, Sean.
You have to do that. But no, well, what's striking about Holgorsen is you can tell he's a two-time head coach. He's very at ease at the podium. And you can see why he was a head coach. I don't put as much into the podium as I used to. Like, if a guy's good at the podium, that doesn't mean he's a good coach. But he's good there. You can tell he's in command, and he was fascinating in a lot of ways.
Well,
he's very blunt.
He was asked off the bat, Dana, why did you take this job at Nebraska? Yeah. Here's Dana Holgorsen's answer to that question.
I was bored. great deal of respect for Coach Rhule. You know, we visited in December, you know, and I didn't think it was fair to him, me, or the program to do it at that point. You know, I was tired. I'd been through a lot and, you know, just didn't have to do it at that point. And I didn't feel like I was ready to give it my all. You know, I was very grateful to Sonny Dykes and TCU for being a consultant there, which kept me around the game. You know, I was there for like, I think 3 weeks in camp. And then went on vacation for about 2 weeks, came back, and I was always there. Like, I was there for 2 weeks, and I was there for two games, and I didn't like being a part of the games because I wasn't a part of the games. All right, I was up in the head coach's suite for a game, and I was on the sidelines for a game, and I'm like, yeah, I don't like this part of it. If I don't have any control over it, I don't want to do it. So I would just help prep them in the beginning of the week, and then I'd go do something else. It was fun to kind of go do other things, but. You know, I was slated to go back to Fort Worth on Sunday night, and Coach Rhule called, and I was like, yeah, I mean, he said, you know, let's just come try to figure this out. You know, I need your help. And so I was grateful to him for saying that I needed your help, you know? And so I was like, you know, I think a great deal of him, you know, I think a great deal of this program. So I was excited to jump on it, you know? You know, rules allow it now, you know, in years past rules wouldn't have allowed it. So, you know, I just wanted to insert myself and try to help Coach Rhule and try to help this football team and try to help this great program.
Yeah. There's some things that you don't know. When he says we visited, did you hear him say we visited in December? Did you get that part? He visited with Rhule in December. I don't know what that job was. You know, in these situations, you don't have a great chance to ask follow-up questions, detailed ones. I don't know what that when they visited in December. I don't know what capacity he would have been interviewing for. What had to have been OC, but they had a sitting OC.
Yes,
there wasn't a job opening. So, and then the other thing was the reason he didn't. He said he was tired. Did you get that part?
Yeah.
I was tired. I'd been through a lot. I just didn't have to do it at that point because he just got fired. He got fired November 26th at Houston. So November 26th, you know, it was about a month later, actually. He was here. You know, he was actually in Lincoln. He attended a wrestling match, but something just didn't work out. And then everybody was asking, like, what did he do at TCU? He explained that pretty well. He didn't like it. He didn't like just the consultant thing, you know.
Well, if you're not part of it, like I said, it's always where you're at with yourself professionally. And I'm sure he gave good information to him, but there is a part sometimes when you've been so involved, head coach, you know, calling plays,
yeah.
You know, even if he wasn't calling it at Houston, which I don't know exactly where that was at, he was the one game planning and having it all put together, and he would have some say in what was going on.
Yeah,
but so when you don't have anything involved in the game too much where you have no control over it, I'm with him. And it's not fun to be there, any part of it. It really isn't. When you've spent your whole life on the sidelines, I don't know if I have 300 plus games probably as an assistant coach, I would not want to be Hey, I'll help out, and then on Saturdays I'll sit in the coach's suite or whatever. And,
yeah,
which would be the worst. I'd want to be on the sideline. I want to be someplace else. I would not want to be just hanging out. You know.
So two games. He just attended. It's not. I mean, like I said, it's hard to get follow ups, but two games. It sounds like he attended, and then you could tell he was grateful that Rhule said, "I need your help." That he said that. I was grateful for him saying that he needs my help. And now he dove in. Now he said that he's worked 16-hour days since he's been here. You can imagine how much catching up to do he had. Now, the next thing would be, Jake, yes. I would go to his commentary on receivers. He was asked about the receivers play.
Here's Dana Holgorsen on that from yesterday's press conference.
I thought they blocked well. That's the first thing I challenged them. I was like, guys, I said, you guys are fairly big kids. You know, I know 17's not a big kid, but he's a tough kid, but there's some good sized kids out there. You know, I mean, 16, 18, 4. I mean, these guys, you know, 29, these guys are big bodies. I'm like, why are you not blocking worth the crap on the perimeter? I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, you got being a receiver, you think, oh, they want touches, throw me the ball. First thing I said to him, if you don't start blocking out there, then you're not going to get the ball thrown to you. And this past week, it was our best perimeter blocking of the season. I was very happy with those guys, and they're proud of it, you know, because they worked hard on it for 2 weeks. That's where it starts, you know, and then just details of route running and ball skills. We got guys that can make plays. The problem that we probably ran into last week is not defeating man coverage. USC's very talented in their secondary. Wisconsin's very talented in their secondary. Both are going to play a lot of man. We didn't do a very good job of separation last week. We need to do a better job of that this week for us to be successful against Wisconsin.
Well, we covered the man coverage part yesterday. We don't need to go into that. the perimeter blocking elements. So 16 is Bonner, 18 is Naor. Who else did he mention? Banks, 17 is
Barney,
and 29 is Carter Nelson. So, I mean, he called him out a little bit, you know, or a lot. He said it was embarrassing.
He said embarrassing.
Yeah, he says embarrassing. And but now they blocked well, so they have it in them. But it was game 10. I would suspect that would continue to be good, you know, in the final two games.
That whole picture is odd because every single press conference we've had this year on a Monday or Tuesday has mentioned perimeter blocking.
Like pretty much.
It's not like it wasn't. We knew that was a struggle for this team. Yeah. And it was mentioned by Rhule, by Satterfield every single week. And here comes Holgorsen. Now, this is his view of it. It was, in his vision, the best blocking they've had all year.
Ongoing dialogue about it. Yeah. So they got good blocking on the perimeter. The offensive line played well. Now, he also talked about the running backs missing holes. The run game in general, I think, was the question.
I thought we ran block well on Saturday. They say it's the O-line's best game up front. You know, I thought we played well up front. You know, I can't gauge it on what happened in the first nine games, but I was pleasantly surprised with our pad level, our toughness. Assignment wise, being good. I thought we had, you know, a couple of runs that were good, tough runs that got good, tough yards, but. You know, I know Coach Rhule mentioned it yesterday. There's a lot of yards left out there. You know, when I can push the back and there's a hole like this, you know, and the back's not in it, it's discouraging, you know. And so got to get those guys to open their eyes and trust the blocks and hit it. I thought at halftime I told the running back coach, you know, I was like, they need to hit that thing better because there are some holes there. You know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you get it up to the second level, we need to get some backs that can make some guys miss in open field. I mean, some of those tackles that USC had are hard tackles, and they made them, you know. So, you know, I was pleased with the scheme. I was pleased with you know, what it looked like. We have to get more production. You know, we do have to get more production.
Yeah, they ran 25 times for 119 yards. And what I was telling the guys yesterday is a lot of the media around here is like, hey, come on, Sip. They ran pretty well, 25 for 119. Yeah, that's good for a mediocre team. I mean, that's great. 25 carries for 119. I know I sound like an ass sometimes, but the it gets you 5-5, you know. If you're sitting around saying, come on, man, they ran pretty well, 119 yards. Okay, great. You got to do better than that. If you're going to. You go on a road and win at USC, you're probably going to have to do a little better than that. So I get, seems like it was needed. Fresh set of eyes, whatever, however they want to characterize it. What else you got?
Well, we're out of time for that. Oh. But we'll have more. We'll have more Holgorsen thoughts.
Oh, yeah, we got to get to Sean.
As the show goes on. Before we get to break, though, you look starved this morning.
I'm really, I had two cherry pieces of cherry pie.
That's just an appetizer. That helped a little bit, but it's an appetizer. Also, the bird is famous. Jake's getting hit up on the road now.
In Crete.
Yes. He's getting hit
in the outskirts.
He's getting hit up in Crete, on the outskirts of Crete, about the most famous dining establishment in Lincoln.
You've had Asheville's, yes,
haven't you? Oh, yeah. We had them.
What'd you think?
Oh, yeah. We had them too. Oh, they're incredible.
They're very good.
Like a cheese sauce you dip them in. Oh, incredible.
Delightful.
Yeah, incredible. Tell us, Jake, about the location.
Well, again, 19th and K.
Yes.
It's free parking. It's bigger than normal spaces.
Are the spaces bigger?
You could park your.
What if it was raining?
No problem.
You get close access to the door.
It's all pretty close to the door.
Yes, it is.
It's all very close to the door. You're not parking a mile away.
No.
It's free.
No.
Big spots. Again, breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
They've got blueberry
bonus
pancakes,
gravy.
Banana pancakes, cinnamon roll pancakes.
Cinnamon roll pancakes.
As was mentioned in Crete last night, the world famous. Hash holes. Please get there today in Lincoln at 19th and
okay,
K, or in Omaha and Iowa, their locations.
Thank you,
early
Jamie.
Bird, the king of breakfast, brunch, and lunch.
The bird's taken over.
In the area.
It's taken over.
It's in Iowa.
You know what the bird is?
What?
The Texas Roadhouse of brunch. It's what it is. It's the Texas Roadhouse of brunch.
With pastels.
Yes, with pastels.
Yes. Just comfortable.
And bush lights.
When we come back, Sean Callahan is next, an early break in the ticket.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.